are we here? Questions such as how? How did God get to be God, huh? How did that work? How are we saved? How are we supposed to live our lives? Those big who questions. Who is God exactly? Who is Jesus? Who am I in this bigger scope of things? I ask questions of my faith a lot. And the biggest question I ask about my faith is this. What if we are wrong about Easter? What if we're wrong and Jesus wasn't raised from the dead? Because our Christian faith is based upon his resurrection. It stands or falls on his resurrection. I think about the resurrection a lot. It's something I study more than anything else in my ministry. I'm currently slugging my way through this huge book called The Resurrection of the Son of God that examines, can we believe? Because if Jesus wasn't raised from the dead, there's some pretty serious consequences, aren't there? First off, I've wasted 36 years of my life. You should be home right now. And confirmation kids, forget it. You don't have to do it. These are serious questions, and we are not the first ones to ask them. 2,000 years ago, the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 15 asked the very same question. If Jesus Christ was not raised from the dead, then our faith is futile and we are still in our sins. These are important questions to ask. And fortunately for us as Christians, we have the answer. Paul gives it to us right there in 1 Corinthians 15. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. And because of this, I as an individual, I as a Christian, I as your pastor, it's kind of nice to know what your pastors believe, isn't it? I believe with all my heart, soul, strength, and mind that Jesus was raised from the dead. But why do I say that? Why do I feel confident to say Jesus was raised from the dead? Well, the answer for me is simple. Something happened. Which leads to Homer Simpson going, duh. Okay, well, something happened. What happened? And that's what I want to talk about briefly in my message today. There are three things in the Easter stories that talk to me, that help me believe that, yes, this did happen. Three important things that are told us that I'd like to share with you. We're going to talk about them in the adult forum. Here's the first. Something happened to Jesus' disciples. Let me tell you what I mean by that. What do Jesus' disciples do the night he is arrested? Even though they say, oh, we'll die with you, Jesus, when Jesus is arrested, they run like cowards and they hide. Where are the disciples on Good Friday? They are nowhere to be seen except for one who shows up at the cross. The rest of the disciples are all cowering in fear. And what's going on with the disciples on Easter Sunday? Well, how does our gospel start? On this day, they are behind locked doors because they are afraid that what happened to Jesus is going to happen to them. That's the disciples before Easter. But then something happened. And just a few weeks later, Peter is standing in front of thousands of people in the temple in Jerusalem, proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord. Days after that, John and Peter stand before the very same Jewish leaders who condemned Jesus to death, and they say, you can tell us to shut up, but we will not, because there's no other name under heaven and earth by which we must be saved than the name of Jesus. Why did the disciples change? What happened to them? Well, something very simple and very amazing. They knew that Jesus had been raised. And that transformation of the disciples from cowards to men and women of amazing faith, that says to me, we can believe. The second thing in the Gospels that helps me to understand is the attitude of the disciples to the resurrection story. It is no way. Now, I think a lot of people believe on Easter Sunday the disciples were camped out at the tomb with a Welcome Back Jesus banner. They couldn't wait for Jesus to come back. But that is not the truth in the Gospels. Again, what do they tell us? Where those disciples on Easter Sunday? Not at the tomb. They are behind those locked doors. And when they hear the news of the resurrection, you know what? They don't go, oh, he's back. I knew it. No, they don't believe it. In Luke's Gospel, the women who have seen Jesus run to the disciples and say, he has been raised. And what is their response? They didn't believe him. It seemed like an idle tale. In other words, who can listen to a bunch of women, right? What do they know? There's this amazing verse at the end of Matthew's gospel. When Jesus' own disciples see him with their eyes, some believe, but some doubt. Even when they see him, they doubt. Why? Because dead people don't come back to life. They had trouble believing everything they had seen, and it's all summarized in beautiful Doubting Thomas in today's gospel. Who even when his own friends say, "We've seen the Lord," he goes, "No way, guys. Unless I can stick my fingers in the nail holes, there's no way I will believe." The gospel stories tell us that the resurrection of Jesus was completely unexpected to his disciples. Even though Jesus talked about it, they couldn't believe it. And I've always thought that, you know what, if you're going to make up this story, which some people say the disciples do, would you really make yourself look so bad? If you're writing a story and you're putting yourself in it, don't you want to make yourself look as good as you possibly can? Oh yeah, we knew it all along. No sweat, we were ready for him, okay? No, the disciples are honest about themselves and their disbelief. And that story says to me, we can believe. And then there's the third thing. For me, the most important thing. Seeing is believing. What did the Gospels tell us about Jesus? What did Aunt Ruth say in her children's message? He appeared. The Gospels are filled with these stories of Jesus appearing. He appears to his friends. He appears to Cephas. He appears to the women. He appears to the disciples. And there's one mention in the book of 1 Corinthians, which I'd love to know more about, where Jesus appears to 500 people at one time, and Paul says, you know what, most of them are still alive. You can go talk to them. But Jesus did not just appear to people who believed in him. He also appeared to at least two who did not. One was his brother James, and the Gospels tell us that Jesus' own brothers didn't believe in him during his ministry. They thought he was nuts. So can you imagine that wonderful day, and I wish the Bible had the story, where the risen Jesus appears to his little brother James and says, "Okay, bro, what do you think now?" And his brother James was converted. His brother James became the leader of the church in Jerusalem. And then Paul reminds us of that last appearance of Jesus to Paul, one who was definitely not a believer of Jesus, the one who was out persecuting and killing Christians. Because of all those amazing appearances, we can believe that he has been raised. We can believe it even if we were not there to see it with our own eyes, just as the gospel says. And that is the glory of Easter. In just a few little minutes, I'm sorry, I skipped a couple of slides there. One more. So get away from my script and I mess everything up. In a couple of minutes, little Cole's going to come to the baptismal font. He's going to come and he's going to be baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And when he comes to this font, he will receive those promises that we hear about in today's lesson from 1 Peter. He will hear that God has given him a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus. He will hear that he has an inheritance that is ours through the death and resurrection of Jesus, an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, that is kept in heaven for him. And he will hear that even though he hasn't seen Jesus, he can love Jesus. And even though he doesn't see him now, he will know that Jesus has a place for him and that it is an indescribable and a glorious joy that is Cole's through Jesus Christ. In our baptisms, you and I, we all have this promise of resurrection to eternal life through Jesus Christ. And because of this, you and I, even though we were not there, we can still say, "I believe." Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe. And that, very briefly, is why we as God's people can say, "He is risen. I believe." Alleluia. May this promise guide Cole his entire life as he grows as a servant of Jesus Christ. Amen.